Hi, my name is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to the first podcast edition of Best Practices Weekly, where I read the professional literature so you don't have to. I was a teacher myself, so I know full well how busy we all are and how hard it is to keep up to date with the most current research on best practices around instruction. So what I'm going to do is read the professional journals and magazines, pick the most actionable, most relevant pieces of information, and then present them to you. The first article comes from The Reading Teacher, in which two University of Florida professors discuss how to have a word-conscious classroom. And the basic idea that professors present is using everyday language that we use in all sorts of contexts to really build students' advanced vocabulary throughout the entire day. And so an example of this is almost all of us have classroom jobs in our classes, and one of the most famous ones, of course, is the line leader. Everyone really wants to be the line leader. The professors talk about in the article how you can move from having a line leader in the beginning of the year to having a classroom movement coordinator, which might seem silly, but actually implicitly teaches the students the word coordinator, and if they're younger, it teaches them the word movement. Another example the professors present is when you're talking about the weather outside, or bringing younger students together for a morning meeting and saying, what's the weather like outside? And if it's December, and the students are saying it's cold outside. And if you ask them to go further, they might just say it's really cold outside. And so the professors talk about, let's move from cold to it's rather brisk outside. Or if it's really the dead of winter, how about it's frigid outside? A third example that professors present is that students describing other students or students describing characters in books will often use a word like nice. They love using the word nice. That character was nice. You're my friend because you're nice. You're the best teacher because you're nice. But that we can actually teach students to use more advanced words. Instead of nice, maybe that person is gracious, or maybe they're jovial, or maybe they're humble. And so there are better ways, the article goes on to say, to actually implement this word consciousness into your classroom. First is to make a list of everyday words that are used in different contexts in your classroom. What words do you use during everyday classroom procedures like lining up or going to the restroom or going to the recess? Or just passing out papers? And what words do you use regularly in reading, in science, in social studies, in math? And once you've compiled that list, thinking about, okay, which of these words lend themselves to having more advanced synonyms? For example, you know, obviously lining up might be one that's easy to just figure out a more advanced way to say lining up using classroom movement coordinator, but there are other words that it's just hard to find a more advanced synonym for. Secondly, the authors talk about the need to really think about how you're going to implement and how you're going to teach the new words. So the words that have simple synonyms, the words that students all know the word cold, so it's pretty easy to implicitly teach them the word brisk because they can make that direct connection. But more complicated words that have less well-known synonyms do still need to be taught explicitly, just like you teach any other vocabulary word. The professors go on to pretty much conclude that if you do this and you start to really push the idea of using more advanced vocabulary at all points throughout the day, you're going to have more word-conscious students. They're going to start to realize that vocabulary is not just something that happens for 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes at the beginning of the day or whenever you do it in your classroom, but instead actually working on vocabulary is a lifelong skill and it's something that happens constantly. And the authors conclude by noting that the best way to have a word-conscious classroom is to be a word-conscious teacher. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again next time.